Greeting, readers. Welcome to the December edition of Library News, brought to you by your favorite patron service team at the Iowa Library for the Blind. Do you like the Hallmark Channel's holiday movies? If so, we have the book list for you. From the creators of the voice cartridges, we bring you the newest D-list, the Bookmark series. This series of cartridges includes books that read like a Hallmark Channel movie. If you're interested in signing up for these series, please call the library at 515-281-1323. It's not too late to sign up for our other D-list series. They are The Great American Read, which includes the top 100 books of all time as determined by PBS, and The Voice, Voices of Iowa Connecting Everyone, comprising of books recorded by our own local volunteer narrators. The library is hosting an open house on Wednesday, December 11th, the Iowa Department for the Blind in Des Moines. Join the library for an evening of holiday activities that will bring a smile to your face. Sit back and enjoy holiday classics narrated by our own volunteer narrator, Bob White. Join the carolers to celebrate songs of tradition, or decorate a cookie while enjoying hot apple cider or hot chocolate in front of our cozy fireplace, and learn about our many library resources and services.
Do the holidays have you feeling a bit stressed? Here are some practical tips to help minimize that stress from the Mayo Clinic. Number one, acknowledge your feelings. If someone close to you has recently died or you can't be with loved ones, realize that it's normal to feel sadness and grief. Number two, reach out. If you feel lonely or isolated, seek out community, religious, or other social events. Three, be realistic. The holidays don't have to be perfect or just like last year. 4. Set aside differences. Try to accept family members and friends as they are, even if they don't live up to all of your expectations. 5. Stick to a budget. Before you go gift and food shopping, decide how much money you can afford to spend. 6. Plan ahead. Set aside specific days for shopping, baking, visiting friends, and other activities. 7. Don't abandon healthy habits. Don't let the holidays become a free-for-all. Overindulgences only add to stress and guilt. 8. Take a breather. Make some time for yourself. Spending just 15 minutes alone without distractions may refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do, like reading a book. Tyler is here with a handy hint.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to read newspapers on Newsline for you? Simply ask Alexa to open National Federation, provide your login and sign-in, and tell her what newspaper to read. If you need some help or don't remember your login or sign-in, or would like to get signed up for Newsline, call the library at 515-281-1323.
In the mood for a holiday book? Here are some popular holiday titles. My True Love Gave to Me by Stephanie Perkins, DB80242. 12 romantic holiday stories featuring authors such as Holly Black, Allie Carter, Gail Forman, Rainbow Rowell, and more. In Midnights, Mags expresses how she feels about the past New Year's Eves and finally levels with her best friend Noelle. Let It Snow by John Green, DB68582. In three interconnected short stories set in a small southern town, six teens discover unexpected romance after a train is stranded by a blizzard. In The Jubilee Express, Jubilee takes refuge in a Waffle House and meets local boy Stuart. Skipping Christmas by John Grisham, DB52929. Tax accountant Luther Crank calculates that a Caribbean cruise will cost less than what he and his wife, Nora, spent celebrating the holidays last year. Since daughter Blair is in the Peace Corps, they plan to skip Christmas. Luther, however, doesn't anticipate the town's reaction. Holidays on Ice by David Sedaris, DB68134. Six short Christmas tales by humorist, playwright, and National Public Radio commentator. Sedaris relives his stint as a department store elf in Santaland Diaries. In season's greetings to our friends and family, a housewife facing homicide charges updates loved ones in her annual holiday newsletter.
The Christmas Train by David Baldacci, DB55045. Journalist Tom Langdon takes a cross-country train from the East Coast to Los Angeles to spend Christmas with his girlfriend. On the trip, he meets a host of zany characters, including one who happens to be his former lover. Sparks fly until Tom's girlfriend shows up in Chicago. The Christmas Box by Richard Paul Evans, DB43556. Richard and Carrie Evans and their four-year-old daughter, Jenna, are living in a cramped one-room apartment when a unique opportunity arises. Marianne Parkin, an elderly woman with a large home, is looking for a live-in couple who can cook and do light housekeeping. And children are welcome. As the four become family, Richard, who is starting his own business, learns a valuable lesson from Marianne and her Christmas box. 12 Days of Christmas by Debbie McComber, DB85811. Julia Patton tries to spread joy in her life, especially around Christmas. But grouchy neighbor Kane Maddox doesn't seem to have the holiday spirit. Julia decides to chronicle her attempts to be nice to Kane in an online blog.
A Redbird Christmas by Fanny Flegg, DB58836. Terminally ill Oswald Campbell leaves Chicago to spend his last Christmas in a small Alabama town. The single women there want his attention, and an abandoned young girl who is lame needs a Christmas miracle. Visions of Sugar Plums by Janet Ivanovich, DB55055. Trenton, New Jersey bounty hunter Stephanie Plum is searching for a toy store owner, Sandy Claus, who skipped bail just before Christmas. Diesel, a mysterious stranger, appears at Plum's doorstep, also seeking a lawbreaker. Together, they deal with Plum's zany family, a parcel of elves, and the missing men. The Christmas Shoes by Donna Van Leary, DB58657. Robert Lawton has become focused on material things, and his marriage is in jeopardy. But when on Christmas Eve, 1985, he crosses paths with a young boy whose mother is dying, the impact has a positive effect on both families for years to come.
Hello, my name is Denise Bean. I am the new youth librarian. All of us are very excited about our future children's library space that is in the process of construction. We just had a youth-based event called SOAR, which stands for Success, Opportunities, Aspiration, and Reading. Families joined in on the fun with singing games, gratitude trees, and pumpkin-scented moon sand. In looking ahead, our next SOAR Saturday will be on January 25th from 10 to 2. Let me leave you with three reasons why reading is important for all ages. Number one, it lowers stress. Number two, improves memory. And number three, enhances your imagination.
Upcoming events. January SOAR Saturday on January 25th, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The library will also be open during those hours for anyone that would like to use the library. The library will host the Iowa Regional Braille Challenge on Saturday, February 29th, 2020. More information to come. There will not be any Saturday open hours or a SOAR Saturday during the month of December due to the holidays. Reminder that the library will be closed on Wednesday, December 25th and Wednesday, January 1st. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30. Happy reading!